Unit 5. Recording 6.
What do you think about organisations like WikiLeaks?
Well, to be honest, I think they should be stopped. And the reason why I say that is because they are responsible for leaking all kinds of confidential information, some of which is highly sensitive information, about people who work in government or military strategy. And they release this kind of information in a way which is, quite honestly, completely reckless. They seem to have no regard for the ethics of what they're doing, and I think they should be stopped. They've exposed people who they say are informants, and now the lives of those people and their families are now in danger.
Hold on a minute. Can you be sure about that? Is there any evidence to prove that?
Well, no, probably not. Not absolute proof, but that's not the point. The only way to prove it will be if something terrible happens to those people as a result of the information which has been disclosed. The point is that governments and, you know, certain organisations simply have to be able to keep some information private. It doesn't make sense for everybody to have access to all the information that they want. Let me put it this way. It's like saying you need to give everybody your bank details because we all have the right to know, but you don't. You don't have the right. And it's simply ridiculous to think that you do. If you think about it, it's just irresponsible and it's dangerous.
I don't see how you can say that. Don't you think that there are cases when it's right for the public to know what's happening? Mark, where do you stand on this?
Well, yeah, absolutely, I agree. It's not something I've thought much about before, but in fact, I think that WikiLeaks is one of the best things to happen in the last few years. It's opened up access to information, and it means that big companies and governments will need to be much more careful about how they deal with things in the future, because they can no longer hide behind secrets. And that's how it should be. After all, if you think about it, you can't give people the protection to do whatever they want without fear of being discovered. Whether it's companies using spies to find out what rival companies are planning, or governments holding people illegally, or using illegal practices to get information. I think freedom of information can only be a good thing, and it's like a wake-up call to all those who previously thought that they could get away with wrongdoing by just keeping it quiet. That just doesn't work anymore.
But that doesn't take account of the fact that some information, like military information, is highly sensitive and shouldn't be allowed to spread around the internet where simply anybody can get hold of it and use it for whatever purposes they wish.
I think you'll find that actually information has always been leaked. It's just the medium that has changed now, so that with the internet it's that bit easier. But there have always been whistleblowers, and there will continue to be. It's no different. The point I'm trying to make is that if the chances of you being discovered are increased, the likelihood of you being exposed, then it'll make you think twice about the actions you're taking, whether you're in government or in a big corporation. I think you'll find that people will be more careful in the future, and in my opinion, that can only be a good thing.